Hello, hello. Anybody there?
Hey, Brenda.
Hi, how are you? Is it just me and you?
I think you're muted.
Oh, okay, hang on.
No, I can hear you. This is Rod.
Got me? Okay.
Hey?
I hit video, hello? I think. Did I hit video?
I can hear you guys, but can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay, good. Awesome. For some reason, my Zoom is in the process of updating, so I haven't been able to launch the meeting yet. But I guess you guys got on okay?
Yeah, no, I saw that it said it was updating, but I don't know. Okay.
There we go. It would help if I turned my volume on.
And you're telling me I'm muted? Wait a minute.
I thought you were muted, but my volume, I had my sound turned off.
Smart.
How you doing?
Good.
Coming along?
Yep. Had my post-op appointment today. And again, they were very surprised. Things are looking great. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
So two more weeks till my next one. And then I start physical therapy. Yeehaw. Yep. So how you guys been doing?
Good.
Yeah. Just feeding squirrels as I talk to you.
Oh.
Well, squirrel, my one squirrel. My lifer that's 8 years old.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
How long has he been with you? For that long?
Since he was a baby.
Oh, cute.
He's blind. I have a thing. Is he blind or deaf? He's blind. Yep.
Oh, goodness.
Yep.
Now, how long do they live in captivity like that?
Oh, almost 20 years.
Really? Wow.
In the wild, it's like 4, 5, maybe.
Wow.
Big difference. Yeah. A long road ahead. Yeah. But they're worth it. Last year's hickory nuts. Still good.
All right.
Who else is here?
I think Peter is on.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm tired.
Oh. Working today? Spent time outside?
Oh, I spent the day yesterday. Race committee for the regatta.
How'd it go? How'd the regatta go?
Oh, that's right. The regatta yesterday.
It was very windy, so.
Good day for sailing.
Good day for sailing for the younger group. Everybody over 65 dropped out.
Oh.
So gotcha. A little overpowering.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, can I use that?
Do they actually have record times?
We don't keep track of, I mean, things it's not like a controlled race because the conditions make so much difference.
Oh, it's not the same every year.
Oh, sometimes it's like flat.
Right.
Yesterday I mean, it was very windy, but the thing about the wind, it was very shifty. So it was a very athletic event.
Wow.
So the course is the same every year, though?
No.
Oh, it's always changed. Okay. Yeah, you can't keep records then if you're not having a...
Yeah, I mean... We set the turning marks according to the strength and the direction of the wind. So we had a long, fairly long course yesterday because the wind was strong. 6 races, you know.
6 races. Wow. Oh, different category, different size boat?
No. Each race is about a half hour.
How many boats participated?
We had 13 sign up, and then by the end of the day, we only had 9.
Oh, wow. Is that normal, a good amount? Or
It's a little kind of low for recently, but considering the fact that anybody that had to travel any distance probably got... after Saturday's rain, they said, oh, I don't feel like going anywhere.
Yeah, true.
And then if you watch the wind forecast, you knew it was going to be a very athletic event. And some people just aren't up for that this early in the season.
Yeah.
But hey, everybody was happy at the end of the day.
That's good.
Because it's fun to sail that way. It's just a lot of work.
How big of boats do you get in there?
They're all Sunfish, 14 okay. feet.
Oh, okay. So nothing, obviously, you can't get anything huge in there anyway.
No. It's not like a offshore cruise boat race.
Yeah.
One design. Yeah. All the boats are pretty much the same.
Okay.
Okay, looks like we have a quorum. Alan is here, Peter Van Dyne, Brenda Cataldo, yours truly, and Leslie. And I guess we'll call the meeting to order.
It was 6-4-3-2-9-4-8.
07 p.m., and we'll convene the meeting. This is a regular meeting of, actually, this is not the regular meeting. This is a special meeting of the Bolton Conservation Commission, specifically geared towards judging our photo contest. What
Rod, who's 6-4-3-2-9-4-8?
That's me.
Oh, you're in twice.
Right, I'm on with my desktop to share the photos.
Oh, okay.
So Brenda, what year is this for the photo contest? I forgot.
What year is this?
Well, what success what
oh, number of years of our year photo contest. good question. I forget.
I had to find the flyer.
Is something growing on your chin, Alan?
22nd. 22nd annual.
Yeah, it's actually a lot thicker than I remember. I used to have.
Looks good.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's a little too much, but
hey, you gotta get used to it.
Hang on, let me put my glasses on. Where are you, Alan?
All right, now that we've called the meeting to order, can we have some business, Gus? Great. Let's move on. It's 7:07. We convened, and item number 2 is public comment. Is there anybody here that would like to speak on behalf of the public? Okay, then we'll move on to, hearing none, we'll move on to 3.0, which is judging the 22nd annual photo contest of the Town of Bolton's Conservation Commission.
It is 22 years?
22nd, yes. This is the 22nd year of our photo contest. It's amazing.
Wow.
We started in 2001, I believe. Yes. And we actually, if you go on the website, the Town of Bolton website, you can actually see the results of all the photo contests except for 2009. I have that somewhere. I just have to upload it to the site. But Brenda, if you get a chance sometime, you can send me the results of today's judging, you know, the photos, so we can archive them. Brenda?
Oh, what do you mean? Are the sheets?
No, just the pictures, the photos.
Oh.
You're going to send them, right? Did you try to send them already?
I'm going to put them on a memory stick and give it to you. I'll do it that way.
Otherwise, you can send it with your Gmail, and it will automatically form a Google Doc.
All right.
Google actually compresses it.
Okay,
so let's see if we can bring up this amazing website that Brenda put together of all our photos that we can judge. Alan, are you there? Audio? Can we hear you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, cool. All right. So I'm going to try to bring this up. And we're going to start off with the examples of green living and farming. Beauty of nature and open space will be second. People in the environment and wildlife in Bolton. And one of the things I wanted to emphasize is the fact that this year we didn't have a really huge turnout. We had a good turnout, but we have lots of great prizes, and I would highly encourage everyone to try not to. And I say everyone, Leslie, you are a judge this year again. Would you be willing to judge?
Yep, that's fine.
Cool. I think we can try to not pick the same person twice. We have so many great prizes, and I'd hate to see them, you know, doubled up on somebody's front porch, not watered, sitting there forever, and having them not know they were even delivered, or even if they won. I mean, we need to notify everyone like real soon as a result of our judging this evening. So if you can send in your results as soon as possible, and try to send in the results to Brenda, and try not to pick the same person twice. All right, so let's see if we can do this.
Beauty of open space, we've got 10 different photographers, so hopefully we can
you guys do see that. Brenda?
Huh? What was that?
Does it show up on your screen?
We've got 10 photographers for Beauty of Open Space and Nature. Beauty of Nature and Open Space, whatever.
Question is, can you see the link? Is it showing?
The link is showing.
Good. Okay, so we'll start with Beauty of Nature and Open Space.
I don't have it.
Oh, the link is there, but I don't see any pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, really? No pictures?
No, sir.
Nope.
I knew
I should see a picture.
The photos ahead of time. Guys, don't see those pictures?
Now there's the pictures.
Here they are. Yep, you got them.
Okay, good. Whew. All right, we'll start with this picture right here. Is this number one?
You are in which category? Open space? Yeah.
In nature.
Yep.
The only thing is, I can't see the bottom of it. Oh, there we go.
What do you need the bottom of it for?
All right, there we go. The number one. This is called, the bottom of it has a title. This is, number one is Yellow Wonder by Sylvia Ampu. Got that?
Yep.
Let me see if I can go to number two.
You're just clicking on it once or hit that arrow. Yep.
Number two is After the Storm by, is it Joe Grunsky?
Yep. Joseph I just Grunsky. Did. Yeah. Initial for the name. Yep. Joseph Grunsky.
Okay. Number three is Bolton Lake Sunset by S. Cornfield. Number four. Is this number four? Yep.
Mm-hmm. I love this one.
Follow the Path to a Treat by Joe Grunsky.
Isn't that cool? Like, but you see the deer that follow the path.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're there. You're right. You can see the deer. Oh, my God.
Well, that's the whole point. Follow the path to a treat.
Uh-huh. And that's the browse line. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. That's, oh, no. Looks like they caught them.
Yeah. They probably trimmed them up after they got so eaten.
That's John Treat's farm, right?
Yep. And it's spelled T-R-E-A-T.
What number is that?
Number 4.
That's 3, 4. Number
5 is Lake Night by Stephen Cornfield. Wow. That's amazing. That color.
I have trouble with those enhanced pictures.
I knew you were going to say that. But let me tell you, with this one, though, that is just an a long exposed shutter speed. That's all you do.
That's why you have streaks for
Yep, from the airplanes and all that. Yep, or shooting stars.
Some of the stars are lines.
Yeah. Yep.
Number 6. Look at Me by Joe Grunsky.
Beautiful.
Close up. Yeah, it's amazing. What detail. Number 7, Beech Tree by Sylvia Ampu. I know where that is. That's on the Nathan Hale Greenway. And that's looking up from the trunk of the tree. It's pretty cool. It's smooth skin on it, on the beach.
Mm.
Number 8, Morning Has Broken. By Sylvia Ampu. Wow. Are those like shadows of the same trees? Or those are just different trees in the background?
Yeah.
Different shades of gray.
Yeah.
Cool. Number 9. Trillium Treasure on the Hop River Trail. What a title that is. Sylvia Ampu. Trillium Treasure. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
That's like red. That. Bright red. Nice detail in the vascular leaves. Red Trillium Treasure, number 9. Number 10, Rose Farm Perspective by Stephen Cornfield. Nice, just a nice side view of the barn door looking east towards Yukon. Number 11, Fish Farm by N. Brown.
Natasha
Brown. Nice ray of light.
Lens flare,
yep. Number 12, Keeper of the Hop.
These are all from the same person. And just different shots of all along the same path. But
I think we got, so one of the things I should also mention is we got a lot of late entries. People had a hard time at the last minute. They were kicked back or they weren't included. And some were actually very small. And I think she resent us larger files of these, Brenda. Files of that.
Okay.
Did you ever get Mary Best?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep, she sent hers. I got to get titles, though, because I didn't see any titles with it. So I gave them titles for now.
That's fine. Yeah, yep.
And then I'll check with her to see what she wants to call them.
What's the title for this one?
This one is Keepers of the Hop.
Right.
And I think all of these, this is Keeper of the Hop 1, and you'll see the next 4 or 3 images after this. Are all titled the same, but they are 1, 2, 3, and 4.
This is number 12.
4 in this, Brenda.
Yep, that's number 12.
12.1.
What does Correct. S stand for?
Susan?
Remember her name?
What's her name? Hang on, I'll tell you. Is it Susan Carini? Sarah.
Sarah.
Okay. Sarah Carini.
Here's 13. This is Keeper on the Hop. 6.2. Derek Arini. If you can picture these larger, they're much better quality, higher resolution. They're beautiful. There's a third one.
Unfortunately, some of these we have to judge as small images and just base it on that, even though if some of these were taken with a phone, we won't be able to get better resolution. So they won't be calendar material, but we can still judge them for the photo contest. We got to.
Yeah, but they may be on the phone in better resolution than the simple send.
Yeah, sometimes if people send them at low resolution or they send them at high, but still sometimes the quality of a phone, even to blow it up as an 8x10, you're not going to get it. It depends. The newer phones obviously are better, but.
But she did send these after the deadline, sent higher resolution photos, which we have in our AOL box.
Yep.
Here's number 4.4. Keepers on the hop, 0.4. Pretty much like, looks like 0.3 a little bit, but different parts of the hop.
Yep.
Oh, here's a nice, last number was 15.
Yeah,
okay,
that was 15, 16.
Autumn on Lower Bone Lake by Shelley Jewell.
Well, I love
what
that.
What number is this?
16.
And
you could flip it upside down. It looks exactly the same.
Goodbye,
honey. Have a good day.
Have a good day?
No, have a good night. He's off to the Elks Lodge.
Oh, boy.
What's the name of this one?
Lower Bolton Lake.
Autumn on Lower Bolton Lake by Shelley Jewell. Here's number 17, Birch Mountain Road, Shrouded in Fog by Scott Livingston. Now keep in mind, this is a little footnote here, that Scott Livingston also has an amazing photo in Wildlife in Bolton. And it's a picture of his bike on the ground with a turtle in front of it. He stopped his bike to let the turtle cross.
See, this is why, it's going to be hard to judge, because if we're judging each category, then you guys are going to have to go back. And if you chose the same person, you got to pick a different picture. It's going to get complicated, but so don't expect to send me everything tonight. I'm not holding anybody to that. So it might take some time to figure out your winners.
Number 18, Emerging from the Rose Trail at Sunrise by Scott Livingston. I know where that is. That tree on the right is the fourth largest hickory in the state. Cool. That's the Rose Farm, Heritage Farm, Rose Trail. Yep. Very nice. Number 19, Tinker Pond Fall Reflection by Scott Livingston. That's pretty crisp. And these next photos were sent by Tam Sawyer, and they were from her phone, and they unfortunately are a little blurry. But when we put this in our collage, when Brenda puts it together in a collage, it's going to be thumbnail. It's so small you can barely see it. It'll be clear. You won't even see that it's not crisp. It's not calendar material, but it's definitely worth thinking about. If we don't want to include two people, with two prizes, or one person with two prizes. Something to think about. Anyway, this is called, there's no name to it. It's just by Pam Sawyer.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ask her for name? I think you did. You asked her for titles, but she hasn't responded. So sure. I just left them as the image numbers.
Number 21 by Pam Sawyer. Looks like a daylily, a red daylily with buttercups in the background. Or no, those aren't buttercups.
No, those aren't buttercups. Too early for buttercups.
If Jean was here, she would tell us.
Yellow weeds.
Yellow. No, those are flowers.
Yeah.
I forgot what they call them. Those are, that's a nice picture, though.
Yep.
And that's a nice one, too, with the woods in the background. This is number 22, image by Pam Sawyer. Looks like daffodils.
Narcissus. Isn't that Narcissus?
Yeah, the white ones are.
Yeah.
Daffodils?
Narcissus.
Daffodils are the yellow ones.
Yep.
Oh, that's
Narcissus are the white ones.
And what are jonquils?
Oh, I don't know. What are those?
Yeah, I forget.
What's that?
What did you call them? Jonquils?
Yeah.
I've never heard of them before.
No.
Is it an, in the daffodil family?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I've heard of them. I just forget what they look like.
Oh.
And they interbreed, so.
Okay.
I can't read the bottom of this. Can you, Brenda?
This one is Clouds Over Bolton Lake by Mary Beth Van Dyne.
Nice. Looks like it's an ice storm. Ice. There's ice on those trees.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's number 23.
And what's that? Yeah. I can't read it, Brent.
Number 24. 24, Evening Sunset Over Bolton Lake by Mary Beth. Oops, Van Dyne, not Van Dyne. I'll have to correct that. Sorry.
Number 25, Sunset Rays on Bolton Lake by Mary Beth Van Dyne. Wow.
And again, I titled these. These are not her titles, so.
That's a nice, that's a crepuscular rays. Beautiful.
I like that one. And that's it for the category.
Cool. All right, now the question is, how do we get back to?
So close that at the corner, the right corner.
Okay.
And then
oh, there you go.
Scroll up to where it says Bolton Photo Contest.
Uh-huh.
Just click on that, and you go back to that screen.
Gotcha. Great. Now we'll do examples of green living. Cool. So this is my brother-in-law. And I will recuse myself from voting on this category because he's a relative.
Does that mean I can't vote for my daughter's Sixers?
I know. I don't think. I think that's fine, Rod. I don't think that, yeah, it's not going to make a difference. Don't worry about it.
I don't have a problem not doing it. It's fine. I put my confidence in you are the greatest judges. You guys know your stuff. You've been judging quite a few years, so I'll let you.
What's the name of the dog?
Was that the dog that passed away?
Yeah, this is a very sad photo. Yep. But they're getting a new dog next week.
Oh, good.
We just got a reference call. We just got a call to ask them if they'd be good dog parents.
Good job. Like,
yep. Going to be a rescue.
It's harder to adopt a pet now than it is to buy a firearm.
Yeah, right. You're probably right. Yeah.
Anyway, this is called Break Time on Bolton's Rockland Farms Walk.
Where's Rockland Farm?
Yeah, this is a farm that was just sold, and it was apparently purchased by somebody recently on South Road. The Giglio Farm is also known as the Rockland Farm. That's number one. Number two is Destination Bike Ride Grocery Store.
This is Canyons? Wildlife?
Green Living. No.
This is Green Living. Green Living and Farming.
Okay, we're not doing these things in order.
Oh,
On the judging seat, wildlife is second.
Oh, okay.
Confuse me.
Okay, sorry. Green living and farming.
Unless that was a wolf my brother-in-law was holding.
Yeah. Panniers with groceries. Is that what it says?
And then what does it say after that?
Panniers?
That's what those things on over their rear bumper are called.
Oh, okay.
So they went grocery shopping on their bicycles.
Gotcha.
On a dirt road.
Uh-huh.
It looks like the bike path to me. Although, maybe not. Maybe it is a dirt road. Yeah, so anyway, this is, who is this photograph by? I can't really see it.
Sylvia Ampu.
There we go. I can see it now. Sylvia Ampu. Oh, if I bring my cursor down. Okay.
Yeah, that's goes her out. Husband and some other guy.
Jim.
Oh, okay.
Okay, number three is Fish Family Fish Farm Dairy by N. Brown.
Natasha Brown.
The Brown. A good picture of the cows, but it looks a little blurry. But nothing that won't be noticed in a collage.
Mm-hmm.
Number three. Number four. Wow, this is amazing. This is called Night in the Treat Farm by Stephen Cornfield. It's got a, it looks like a mixture.
It's Cornfield. Feld.
Cornfeld. Cornfeld. It's not the field. It's Cornfeld.
Feld. Yep.
That's pretty cool. It looks like a meteor.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's it. Seven Sisters right there.
The Little Count Dipper, seven? You mean?
No.
Seven Sisters.
Pleiades.
Well, what's dead center in the middle? Isn't that the Little Dipper, the dark spot?
No.
Zoom in on it. It looks just like the Little Dipper.
Here?
No,
little
right
Dipper
there.
Little Dipper is swinging
right in the middle.
Around the North Pole, and I don't think
right
that's
right there.
It.
That's the Little Dipper.
Seven
that's
Sisters of the Pleiades. Yep.
That's the Pleiades.
Right.
This is not looking in the even the right direction.
Well, it depends on what time of year it is, too. Well, it looks like this is...
The Little Dipper is always the hanging on to the North Star.
Right. But that rotates around the North Star.
Every night.
Right. Depends on what time it is, too. Anyway, this is number four. Number five, No Mo May. Let the Pollinators Live. Nice title. Sylvia Ampu. And those are wild pansies? What are those called again? I forgot those
violets.
Were.
Violets.
Violets, yeah.
Violets, okay.
And white violets.
Right.
Has No Mo May just started this year, or has it been around?
That's a good question.
What are we talking about?
No Mo May, where you don't mow the lawns for a month.
Oh.
Yeah, right. I don't recall hearing about it last year.
No, it's the first I heard of it.
That is popular. This year, there is a picture submitted to the Bolton Land Trust photo collection, and it was sent by Eileen Stanley. It showed her front lawn, and it looked like there was wildflowers everywhere, and she said she's come June 1st, she's only got a push mower. So she's going to have a tough time. She has to do a few times, a few sweeps. Anyway, that's number five. Number six is planting native trees. These are red buds in bloom. You know something? You know, I want to hear something really crazy.
These are our trees we gave her.
Our trees
<Last year.
laughs> won in the photo contest back in 2004.
Yep.
Or might have been even three. But these are red buds that all her trees in her yard are the results of her photo contest winning prizes. Isn't that amazing?
She's
amazing.
Won every year. She's won every year since 2001.
She's won it so many years in a row. I hate to give her more than she can use because she has no sunlight anymore. Anyway, these are Eastern Redbud, which they ran out of this year, apparently. We had them on our list of items to give away, but by the time we picked them up, they were sold out, so they had a substitute.
What was this one called?
This is number six.
Number six.
What's it called?
Planting native trees.
Red Buds in Bloom.
No.
Sylvia Ampu. Here's a nice one. So number 7, Rose Farm Night Sky by Stephen Kornfeld. Look at that Big Dipper, the color of that. Wow. When you zoom in on it even, it's amazing. That is really cool.
Where's the Big Dipper?
I don't see no stinking Big Dipper.
I know, neither do I. Where are you looking?
Oh, no, Big Dipper. Not the Big Dipper, the Milky Way, I'm sorry. It's the Milky Way.
Big Dipper.
Okay. Yeah.
And what's that one called again, sorry?
Oh, Rose Sky. Rose Farm Night Sky by Stephen Kornfeld. Nice picture of the silo with the Milky Way in the background. This is interesting. I didn't think this was in our town, but then I realized, yeah, this is the fish farm. This is the beauty of fish farm, of the fish family farm by N. Brown, Natasha Brown.
Yeah. What's the difference between a working farm and Rose Farm that's no longer working?
Right. The only one left. This is the only one left in Bolton, I think.
Mm-hmm. No. Maybe Dairy Farm, but not the... got Peace's
Farm. The only Dairy Farm left.
Yeah, yep. Dairy. Yep.
And there were only two that I knew of, Rose and this one.
Yeah.
So this is number 9. This is Composting by Mary Van Dyne. Mary Beth Van Dyne. Pretty cool. Look at that. Oh my God, that's amazing. Black gold. They call it black gold.
Rich soil.
Texas. Really? Yeah.
It's awesome. I thought it was coffee grounds.
Yeah.
No, that's the results. That's what you get when you dig down. She's got a good example of her spade over there. She just dug this out to show everybody. Oh. The black gold. That's a really cool photo. And guess what? I can vote for her, Peter.
Okay.
Peter can vote for her too.
All right. Next. I think that's it.
Yep.
Okay. Was that the X last one, Brenda?
Yep. X in the corner.
X out of it.
Yep.
Okay, and then go up to.
Yep.
Test, and then go to wildlife. No, we'll do people in the environment. Right. Okay, people in the environment. Here's number 1. Bolton Notch Park.
You should say people and pets in the environment.
Oh, it's a cute dog with beautiful view in the background. This is by
Kasang
Iger.
It is Iger, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Because she sent him as, what'd she send it as? Kasang something.
I might have used her Chinese maiden name.
Yeah, she did Lamu. Yep. Yep.
That's number 1. Number 2, Lower Bolton Lake by Kasang Iger.
I love that one. Can't get any more people in the environment than that.
Actually, it's pronounced Kasan or Kasan. Is it Kasan or Kasan?
After I hear 6 different pronunciations, I have no idea what the right one is.
All of the above.
That's Luna and Mio.
Yep.
Oh, cute.
What's the title?
Luna the dog and Mia the girl.
That's a good shot.
What's the title of the picture?
Lower Bolton Lake.
Bolton Notch Park, Kasang Iger. Oh, that makes me cringe seeing people climbing that.
Celebrate graffiti.
How they get the dog up there? I know. How they get the dog up there?
That dog goes everywhere.
Wow.
Sometimes on its hind legs.
Wow.
Number 4, Lower Bolton Lake. But Kasang Iger, That's a picture looking into the sun with a silhouette of them on their kayak. It's pretty cool. Nice color orange. Number five, a long distance
traveler
pauses to climb
the cliff
by Barbara Modio. This is the only photo she sent in. Mm. A long distance traveler. So this guy was actually traveling the entire East Coast Greenway. He was heading southbound. This is back about maybe 6 weeks ago. And that's in the Notch.
Where's that bike rack?
That's in the Notch right near the tunnel. That was donated. Okay. That was actually it's next to a repair station. It's next to a repair station. As a matter of fact, this is where the turtles laid their eggs.
Used to,
right. I know we had marked this off about a year ago. The turtles laid their eggs there, and the state marked them off. Burned it off with surveying ribbon. A nice picture. This is from Scott Livingston. Bolton Land Trust yoga at sunset at Treat Farm. Yeah. And it looks like that is Debbie Livingston.
Yeah, I think so.
They're back to us. Yep.
Big class.
Yeah. Mm. Big class, really.
And only one person didn't balance. Has their leg down. Oh, no, two people. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I think that's looking right towards Hartford, too. I think at nighttime you can see Hartford.
Yep.
And somewhere. That's White's Hill. Is it White's Farm? Brenda, what do they call that again? White Farm, I think, right? Or White's Hill. White's Hill. Yeah, that's what? Jonathan Treat, right?
Yeah, that's John Treat's place. Yep.
Good place for fireworks viewing too. Nice shot. Number seven, Debbie Livingston runs Birch Mountain. A favorite route by Scott Livingston. That's the famous pond that people take pictures of.
Yep.
Up on Birch Mountain. Number eight. Family Fauna in Lower Bolton Lake by Shelley Jewell. Isn't it funny that Richard Jewell sent a picture 2 years ago that had a picture of two boys jumping off the dock? And here it is 2 years later where we have a family, a mother and a daughter. I think that's Shelley's daughter and her granddaughter.
Yep.
Jumping off at the same time.
Yep.
That's pretty good. That's number eight. This is really cute. This is number nine. This is by Natasha Brown. What's the title of it? No title, though, huh?
Herrick Park.
That is just so amazing, the proportion of that little child compared to that big park.
Nice clouds, too.
Yep.
Number nine. Number 10. Shep Livingston runs the Bolton High School cross country course.
Shepherd Livingston, that's their son. Yep.
Shep. Yeah, they call it Shepherd. Yep, Shep. Oh, it's Shepherd. Right. Yep. That's a good shot. Number 10. Number 11.
Springtime hike in Mountain Laurel Grove.
By Sylvia Ampu.
Yep.
I think I know where that is. Is that the Mohegan Trail? I think it might be the Mohegan.
I don't know, it looks out.
This is an interesting picture by Sylvia Ampu. Sunset Shadow Fun at the Notch.
Number 12.
Number 12. That's pretty comical.
Pretty cool, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Very cool. Very creative.
No.
Who's the one-legged one?
Yeah, no, I said.
Someone that's got good balance.
Yep.
Right.
Or is he leaning on a tree?
On the tree, I know.
Or he just might have it kicking up in the air and you can't see it, the shadow of it.
Well, yeah. It's just a shadow, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for that category, and we have one more category. And that is wildlife in Bolton, which was our least popular category.
Which is so weird because we've always had so many of them.
Oh, I know. It's just really unusual that we only had four submissions. This is number one. It's called Little Critters by Sylvia Ampu. It's like a water spider. Close up of a water spider.
Strider.
Pretty cool.
Striders, yep.
What's this called?
Little Critters.
Little Critters. Again, it's Sylvia Ampu. She's got a lot of good photos in there, so try not to pick her twice.
Did you all hear that there was a moose sighting in Bloomfield?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not going to survive alone.
I had a bear sighting in my backyard a week ago Monday. First time ever.
Why are you worried
Number two.
About the moose?
Because
yeah,
moose.
Why are you worried about the moose?
Because moose will not survive in cities. Bears can be in and out, but moose, they get chased. They overheat. They won't survive. They cross the roads. They'll get hit. They'll get killed. Yeah. And they can't relocate because once they go under anesthesia, they die. They're just like deer. You know, they got that high heart rate and yeah. What's that? The myopathy that they get? From stressing out. Yeah.
Cardiomyopathy?
Now, what's it called? Do you know what it's called?
Not a veterinarian.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Cardiomyopathy? Maybe it is. Ray would know.
Pathy is something dying. But what's the myo stand for?
I don't know, but it's an increased heart rate and they can't slow it down and they basically have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Are these pigeons?
Probably that were on the barn.
So this is the Pease Farm Birds by Scott Livingston.
He has a bunch of pictures too. Just have
he does.
To pick out the one we like the best.
One, this is the picture that I was telling you about before. The title of this is "Why Did the Turtle Cross the Rail Trail?" Question mark. It's a pretty good question, and it's nice to see that he stopped his bike to let. And that is a what kind of turtle?
Box turtle.
Eastern box.
Wow. Eastern box turtle. Look at
that. What number is that?
Three.
Why did the turtle cross the rail trail? Is the title.
To get to the other side.
Go lay eggs.
To lay eggs, yep.
This one here is number seven.
Four.
Bluebird and Grosbeaks by Maureen Beauchemin.
Number four, not number seven.
Number four, I'm sorry, did I say seven? Yep. Yeah. It's a pretty crystal clear picture of that bluebird.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law makes these. These are all, well, these two here are homemade bird feeders. He makes them. Pretty cool.
Wow.
But there's another one. This number five, bluebird with flowering
basket.
Flowering basket.
I had a whole pile of bluebirds at my house this spring.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They had probably 10 or 15 of them.
Wow.
Open feet, open area. So, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of them, I wasn't sure if there was females or young ones. And then I saw a male feeding one of them. So I'm presuming that a lot of those were young ones.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
I didn't realize that males would feed them.
Is that one of Brenda's boarders?
One of many. But this is Avery, my granddaughter.
Yummy nut. A yummy Conklin.
Yeah, yummy nuts. They nothing but the best for them.
Boiled squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mommy and Daddy?
Yeah. That's what Avery wanted to call it. Mommy and Daddy, Rosy Maple Moth.
That's what they're called? Rosy Maple Moth?
Rosy Maple Moth. And I get them. I just had one over the weekend. Another one on my screen. And they gravitate towards red maples. And I've got so many red maples in my backyard.
How do you know it's a male and female?
No.
I'm just guessing on the size.
Oh, okay.
Could be.
I've never seen like it. It's amazing.
Avery called him Mommy and Daddy. I can't. that's her title. What am I going to do?
Wow. So do you know if the male or female is larger?
That's a good question. In a lot of the species, they are. I don't know for sure on these guys.
Yeah.
I understand that's in turtles, the females are larger.
Yes. Yep, they are with turtles. Yeah, I think with these guys, it has to do with their antennas. I think I had read that. It's their antennas if they curl or I forget. There's something with them.
I think I've heard that before as well. Not of them, just of moths.
Yep.
So that concludes
it's a little bit different in the wing coloring pattern, too.
Did you want to see that again?
Yeah, that is cool.
The coloring pattern on the wings is a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she loves to pet these things.
How big are they?
They're about an inch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, super fuzzy.
Looks like something out of the Lorax.
I know.
Probably lives in truffle trees. Probably originates. Yeah. Has his home. Lives in the in the cavities of truffula trees.
Yeah,
we can see that.
Anyway, that concludes our photo contest judging. Any questions on those photos at all? Again, the biggest challenge you got is to try not to pick the same photographer twice. I know it's not going to be easy, but
everybody got the link, right? I don't know if any of you have tried it. Make sure. You're good.
I have not gotten the link.
Judging sheet?
No, I thought, did Rod send you guys the
link? Isn't it right there?
Oh, is it on?
Back,
okay.
back up, Rod. No, that's the Zoom link. That's the picture link.
Cool. Okay.
It's not on the agenda, though. I just put it on here for tonight's meeting. So
I
will actually, didn't you already send it out to them, Brenda? No, you didn't.
I
sent it out.
Yep.
I think I sent it out last night to everybody. You guys should have had that.
Can you leave it there for a second so I can get a screenshot of it?
Yeah. Sure. Okay. That's a good idea. And Brenda, how long can you keep that on there for? A week or two?
A week or two? Look at the type. If you go back to the home page, hit that little house that's on that site, and then go to browse. And if you scroll all the way down, you'll see, let's see, 2021. Actually, 2020 Bolton Photo Contest, 2021, 2022, and 2023. So all the photos stay up here. I don't, unless I choose to delete them.
Cool.
But they're good all up. There.
Okay. Yep. Did you get that, Peter? Did you get a screenshot of that?
Yeah, I do. I got it.
Okay. Whoops. Where is the agenda? Share. There we go. Okay. So prize distribution date is next Tuesday. We'll be meeting at my house at 5:30 p.m. Please bring, a good-sized car or truck. Put a tarp down in your back seat or your back trunk, and we can load you up with plants and deliver those to the folks that will be hopefully informed at least a few days ahead, Brenda,
yep,
of the fact that they are winners of the photo contest.
Yep.
And prizes are, this year we have a new addition to our prize category. It's from a water company. Name some water companies. I can't believe I can't find it. Oh, I have the flyer here. I just had it here. Here it is. Okay. Yep. The company is called Aquapump. Aquapump has donated two free water tests for a $205 value. And this is something that they do normally for free, but it's very generic. This is a more detailed water test: chloride, E. coli, manganese, odor, sulfate, chlorine residual hardness, nitrate, pH, total coliform, color, iron, nitrate, sodium, and turbidity. And we added this to the first place prize,
$205 value the cost for two of the tests, or is that for that $58 test?
That's a $205 each test is worth $205.
Okay.
And then $58 is the value of the pin oak. So first prize for the examples of green living is roughly $262 value.
Okay. Do you have certificates or something from them?
I have two certificates from Aquapump. Yep.
Not to make anything up, you've got something. Okay.
And then I'll also try to print out some, maybe you can help me with this, Brenda. Maybe you can do the beauty of nature and wildlife plants. Actually, one person should do it, but maybe we can work on it together. I want to print some fact sheets to give out with the plants.
Do we have copies of anything from?
I can send you some and we can print them out.
Okay.
Or I can do it. You're going to be judging. You're going to be notifying all the winners anyway, so I'll work on that. In other words, just a fact sheet on a pin oak, where it needs to be planted, how often it needs to be watered, pH, so on and so forth. Sweet pepper bush, what it looks like. And then there's perennial plants for the third place prize. Fortunately, they're all doing pretty good. The black-eyed Susan has survived on my back deck. Had to take it in quite a few times. Had to harden it off. And then the Cherokee Princess dogwoods, they've already flowered. I have a picture of them, what it looks like when they were flowered, when they did flower. And then Black-Eyed Susan again. And then the River Birch is doing really good. It's about 4.5-5 feet tall. It's pretty big. The red twig dogwood. That's not the right. That was substituted for something else. I got the wrong. Oh, wait, that is right. That's the dogwood. I'm sorry. Yeah, red twig dogwood is correct. That was substituted for the red, that other.
Red bud?
Red bud, excuse me, right. I'm getting confused between red bud and red twig dogwood, right? So the red twig dogwood has already gone past, but they're really healthy. They're about 3 feet tall, and they're really looking good. And then I have the wild bee balm, which has been getting taller and taller. They're about 1.5 feet tall. And then the Cherokee Princess dogwood.
Are we doing anything with third prize other than the bee balm? Is that?
What did we do last time? We gave trees or something, or a t-shirt. I don't know.
Yeah. Give them a t-shirt. We have t-shirts left over. We can do Earth Day t-shirts.
Yeah.
Want to do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
What were the t-shirts again? Oh, there were that turtle. That's right.
Yeah,
why
that
did the
turtle
end up on the t-shirt? How did that turtle cross the greenway?
Weren't they like $7 or something? They weren't that much, right?
No. I think I have two of those. We can add. Or four. Actually, there'd be four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm going to be doing also is I have some small pine trees, too, that I've been growing that I'm going to pot. That right. I can give away a third prize, too. So we can either do the t-shirts and or the, let me see, I think it's spruce. One is a spruce and some are.
Are the shirts dated for 2023 Earth Day?
I don't remember.
Because if they are, then yeah, we should give those out this year.
Hold on a second. I got Matt Largesses here. Matt. No, it just says Earth Day is every day. They're perfect.
Okay.
And Tom Bolton Conservation Commission logo on it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Matt's for Trails Day on June 3rd. That's a list of the prizes we'll be distributing.
Okay, and you said that's going to be on May 30th, 5:30?
May 30th at 5:30 at my house. Yep.
Okay, I'll see if I'm driving at that point. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't expect you to be lifting or driving, Brenda. Yeah. But maybe you can help out with the fact sheets. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Any questions, anybody?
Nope.
Nope.
Again, if you guys need a couple days, that's fine. I could still work with that. So if you need time to figure out your contest decisions.
Yeah, and I think that we should definitely not leave any plants on front stoops. People should be there, or we should take them back home with us. Does that make sense?
Are you going to call the people that were the winners? You should ask them when they're going to be in.
Right.
Well, what I will end up doing is... I'll probably email them, right? Is that what we did in the past?
Yeah,
and let them know the day of our distribution and the time. And if they're going to be available, to let us know to confirm. Some of them we have phone numbers, I think, that we can call them anyway.
Yeah, well, even email, but you should
definitely
we need to ask if they're going to be there when we're going to try to deliver. And if they say no, then we don't even try.
Yep.
We just try to set up a different date. We ask them when it might be convenient. And if that's convenient for one of us to make a special trip, then we do it then. It's much better than banging on doors and
absolutely
trying to figure hard enough to find the places sometimes.
They've also come over. They also can pick them up at my house as well if we can't reach them on a certain day. But that's why we did pick the Tuesday after Memorial Day, because we used to do it on like the Saturday or the Sunday Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of people were away. So hopefully they'll be back by Tuesday after Memorial Day.
And I've got to check all the addresses too to make sure that they are all Bolton residents. As Rod and I talked about, we'll probably do it, but on the photo contest sheet to specify that prize distribution in the future will always be to Bolton residents only.
Out of Bolton, they have to come and pick them up.
Yep, they would have to come by and pick them up. Yep.
We're going to review the rules next meeting.
This is parts of Vernon that are closer than parts of Bolton.
True. Yep.
Do we have anybody that's far away, Brenda, that submitted?
Other than your granddaughter? She's in Rhode Island.
Well, yeah, but you Tori.
But she's at my house every weekend, so that's not a problem.
So really, there's nobody that's far away. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. I've got to look at where's Karini from? I mean, it's just the people that were.
Yeah.
Mary, she's where's Mary Beth? Is she in Vernon?
No, she's in Bolton.
She's in Bolton. Okay. Yeah.
Rosedale area.
Yep.
I got a question. To attend to the possibility of us picking the same photographer, should we maybe give an alternate? Like, you know, for every category, pick two and then do it kind of like that.
Yeah, I suppose we could do that.
Might be easier.
We pretty much leave it up to Brenda.
I know, because I end up breaking the ties or what. I mean, because we're going to have ties, we're going to have, you know, duplicate photographers just from your selections. Yeah.
Just do the best you can. I mean, you know, Brenda's going to have the final decision. This is, you know, a lot of the work that's been done has been done by Brenda on this. So, yeah, she has the final say as to, you know, whether we give extra, you know, prizes to the same person or not. But I'd hate to give, like, you know, looking back at the first place prize, $280, and then the second place prize. I hate to give, like, first and second to the same person.
You know, no, I get
too many plans.
No, I mean, it makes sense, but unfortunately, this is probably the worst year. We've got so few entries this year.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we have, how many people do you think, how many different people do we have, like 13, 14?
No, I think it was more than that.
Yeah, because we have 12 prizes. So, you know, it's almost everybody who submitted gets a prize.
There are a total of?
I think there's 12.
13.
13 people for 12 prizes.
Yep, 13 people, 12 prizes. And not all of them entered all the categories either, which is going to be a problem. I don't know. I think we're going to somehow end up with duplicates. There's nothing we can do.
All right, so then we really don't have to beef up the third place prize then and add T-shirts and trees if we're going to just add that to a second place prize.
Yeah, let's just see how it goes. Once we total everything up, then we'll come to that conclusion and figure out what
we're going to do. Sounds like a
plan. Okay.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Great. Well, thanks, everyone. Thanks for judging. Thanks for being here. I think that we are going to reach out to Jean. Jean's still going to have the opportunity to submit. I think Brenda already sent her the link. And she expressed concern about not picking the same photographer twice. It's going to be tough. And then I'm going to also reach out to Matt. I could have sworn I sent a link to everybody last night.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Okay. So everybody's got that in their email box, along with list of prizes.
Yep.
Great. Is there a motion to approve the clerk's invoice?
I'll
second.
The clerk's invoice.
Brenda seconds. Any? Yep. Okay. All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Clerk's invoice is approved. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion is carried. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, guys.
Peter's already left.
Thank you.
Peter, I can't
find
Peter. Peter's already gone.
Of course. Click, hang up, meeting's over. Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
You, Brad. Yep.
Thanks for judging.
Okay. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Mm-hmm.